The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Samach Gimel, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the second part of the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Ezeu Neshech. So the Perek began Ezeu Neshech, Ve'ezeu Tarbes. And as we saw in the Gemara, that really Neshech and Tarbes are synonyms of each other, two words to describe what we know as ribis, and really what the Mishnah meant to say is Ezehu ribis deiraisa, the Ezehu ribis derabbanan. The Reish of the Mishnah gave an example of ribis deiraisa. Ribis deiraisa is very specific, derech halva, ribis kitzutza. Thus the Mishnah said, Amal v'sela behedi norim, sason chitim b'sholosh aser, neshu noishech. It's a classic case of ribis deiraisa. Ezehu tarbis, that was a lot more complicated. So the Mishnah gave a case where two people did business together. There wasn't a malva and a loiva, rather there was a lekeach and a moicher, but the business was structured in a way where the lekeach is giving money in advance for future delivery of the peiros that he's acquiring, and as a result, we can get ourselves into a case of ribis derabbanan. And really, the background to the sefer, the Mishnah, is a Mishnah later in the Afayim Beis, Amud Beis. It's one of the later sugyas in the Perek. It's a sugya that's one of the important themes of the entire Perek, and that is, if somebody buys something with a future contract of some sort. So Reuven is going to acquire Peres from Shimon. Reuven's going to pay Shimon at the beginning of the year a fixed, agreed-upon dollar amount in exchange for future delivery of Peres. So, for example, he has a store. He knows that he needs to sell a certain commodity in his store. He's not interested in getting involved in the fluctuations of this commodity that it is that he's going to need to buy. So he agrees with the Meicher to a fixed price at the beginning of the year. And every month, the first of the month, the Meicher delivers this commodity to the store owner, the retailer, and he goes ahead and he sells it. The Mishnah later says that it's not so pashut, that that's something that you're allowed to do. Because to the extent that those payers are going to be worth more money at the time that they're delivered to the buyer, it's going to come out that we have something that looks very much like ribis. The buyer gave money to the moicher. As a result, he's getting something that's worth more than the money that he gave him. And clearly the reason the Meicher is willing to do this is because of the fact that he's getting the money in advance, which would seem to be Ribis 101. Now, it's not Ribis 101 because it's not Derech Halva. A. B, it's not Muchach that there's going to be Ribis. It certainly wasn't something that was fixed into the agreement that whatever I give you, you're going to have to give me that plus interest. But being that there's a ribis element over here, it's for that reason that the Chacham said it's aser. Stating that, there are two caveats. There are two times where that is not aser. Number one, if the meicher has these payers that the lekeach is buying in his rishus at the time that he gets the money, even though the agreement is that he's not giving it to him right now, he's not going to give it to him until later. There's going to be monthly deliveries over the course of 12 months. But as long as he has in his rishus right now, that's okay. In that case, we say there's no issa, you don't have to worry about this ribis derabbanan. The second exception is if it's yotza ashar, so that even if the meicher doesn't have it right now, but if the price for this commodity is already fixed, if you go to the shuk and you ask how much would it cost to buy a bushel of, they could tell you right now what the price is, even if the meicher doesn't have it this second, it would be okay. And the svara really for both of them is the same, because to the extent that the meicher has it, or the meicher has an ability to have it, we look at it as if the mechira was already consummated right now. And if the mechira was consummated, then even if it goes up later in value, it went up in the rishus of the lekeach, not in the rishus of the meicher. As a result, there's no ribis. Ribis would only make sense if I gave you X, and then you gave me something that's worth more than X. But to the extent that the mecher was consummated right now, so that even if it goes up in value when the meicher delivers it, we look at it as if the meicher is just giving the lekeach back his thing, that would be okay. So that as long as the meicher either has it, or it's yotza ashar, he would have an ability to buy it, because the price for it is something that's fixed right now, that would be okay for us to be able to bypass the halacha of ribis. Just one important thing to make note of, and that is we just learned Perek Azov, and one of the first sugyas of Perek Azov was the sugyas of Mois Koinos or Mois not Koinos. Now we know Mois is not Koinos. Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, even the Midiraisa Mois is not Koinos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Midirabana. Dvar Torah Mois Koinos. But bottom line is, if you want to buy Metaltel, you can't buy Metaltel in merely with Mois. So in this case, where the buyer gives money to the seller, even if the seller has the payros, or the seller has an ability to buy the payros, that's pasha, that just because the seller took the mois, there's no mekach u'memkar that's going to be consummated. Because ultimately, the only time you can consummate a metalfalin transaction is if the buyer does meshicha on the metalfalin that it is acquiring. Where it is negeya, that mois is kindness, is le'inya mishapara. Mishapara, me'anche dara mabul, me'anche dara floga, me'anche stein va'moiro, me'mitzrim bayam. Who yifra? So there is an idea of Kabbalah's Mishapara, which we'll see will come up in today's daf. But the point is, again, just to remember that anytime you're dealing with a Mekach HaMemker Metaltlin, even when the buyer gives the money to the seller, forget about the seller, has it, doesn't. Even if he has it in his Rishus, even if he wants to deliver it to him this second, it doesn't matter. Until the Lekeach does some Maisa Meshicha with the Metaltlin that he's acquiring, that's Pashat that the Mecher is Nachal. The reason this is okay, it's because the whole ribbis is anyways a ribbis derabana. Because it's a ribbis derech mekach memkar. It's not ribbis ketzutza. So as long as the meicher has it in his resource or has the ability to get it, that's enough for us to look away from the potential ribbis issue. So again, so the Mishnah said, Ezeo tarbis, what's the example of tarbis? And the Mishnah went on to give an example of such a case where somebody bought something in exchange for a future delivery. The specific case of the Mishnah was, if Reuven bought chitin from Shimon, the dinar zav, in exchange for a dinar zav. So Reuven gives Shimon a dinar zav, which is the equivalent of 25 dinrei kesef, hakor, for each kor, v'chein hashar. At the time, that was the shar, meaning Shimon didn't have chitin, but there was a shar for chitin. It was very easy for him to buy it. Now the time came for Shimon to deliver the chitin, and the chitin was worth more. It's not worth lama dinarim. Amaloi, so Reuven told Shimon, "Tein li chitin, give me my chitin that you're supposed to give me. Shani roitzel amoichav, l'gichbem yain. I want to buy it. I want to sell it, and take the money, the proceeds, and buy wine with it." Amaloi, so he told him, "Rechi techasu yisalei b'shloishim. You know what? You don't really want the chitin. You want yain. I have yain. Actually, I don't have yain, but I can get you yain. So why don't we agree that I'll get you 30 dinarim worth of yain at a future date?" To the extent that he doesn't have yayin, it's not going to be okay. This is an example of ribbis derabanan. The Gemara jumped on it. The Gemara on the top of Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah said that because the meicher doesn't have yayin, it's ribbis derabanan. We just said there's two criteria that need to be met in order for it to be ribbis derabanan. Number one, ein loy. Number two, lo yatz hashar. But if it's yesh loy or if it's yatz hashar, there's no ribbis derabanan. So how could the Mishnah just say yayin ein loy, and with that I know there's ribbis derabanan? What if it's yatz hashar? And that was the Gemara's kasha. V'chi ein loy may havi. What happened to the loch of yatz hashar? And the Gemara said two terutzim, Rabba and Abaya. Rabba said that here it's different, and he based it on a brisa. The only time yatz hashar works to say that there's no issue of ribbis derabanan is if the buyer is giving the seller money right now. He's paying for it in cash geld. But if he's going to have some sort of IOU, there's an outstanding chayv, and he's using the chayv, the loan, as currency to make this purchase, but he's not physically giving money to the seller, over there the fact that it's yatza ha shar is not going to work. Thus, it's true, ordinarily yatz hashar would be enough, but that's where you're paying money. Here you're not paying money. Here the money was given a little while ago when you wanted chitin. Now you're replacing the obligation that the seller has to deliver chitin with an obligation to deliver yayin. There's no money trading hands at this point. Yatz hashar is not going to make a difference. Abaye had a kasha with that, and because of that, Abaye said a different terrace. Abaye said the Mishnah doesn't mean what we think it means. Abaye did reconstructive surgery on the Mishnah. Abaye said, we're talking about a case of haromas ribis, the case where Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. He's not looking to buy something from Shimon. It starts with a loiva and a malva. He said, would you lend me 25 sloim? And he told him, no, but if you want, that would give you chitin that's worth 25 slav. So the malva loaned the loiva chitin. Now the loiva, who didn't really want chitin, he wanted slav, was looking to sell it. So the malva told the loiva, if you want, I'll buy it back for you for 24 slav. So essentially what ended up happening is that the loiva got from the malva 24 slum, but because he borrowed chitin that was worth 25 slum, he's going to own 25 slum. It's mutter because it was two independent transactions. He borrowed the chitin, and he sold him then afterwards the chitin. But Haram HaSribis, it is going to be. And Abayah somehow said that that's the Izeo Tarbis in the Mishnah. It means that Haram HaSribis, but Rava tried very hard to make it work. And Abayah, after editing pretty much every single word in the Mishnah, seemed to have conceded the point. There's really no way to make that the case of our Mishnah. So we pick it up on that note, two lines from the bottom. Elo my Rava. So Rava said, I'm going to tell you a real pshat of the Mishnah. And he prefaced it by saying, Kisha Chivna. Rava said, Kisha Omos, when I'm going to die, Rashi, Rab Oishia Yetze Lagrasi. Rab Oishia is going to come greet me. Dimitratz the Mastis and Kavosei. Shani Rogel Etaritz Mishnayas. I'm reading from Rashi. The Tani Rab Oishia, so apparently Rava very often would explain Mishnayas that were difficult to understand based on a Braisa of Rav Oishia. So Rava said because of that, he's going to merit one day the schos that when he dies, Rav Oishia is going to come to greet him. He's going to be malava him into the world to come. But either way, Rava said, I'll explain to you pshat in our Mishnah based on a braisa of Rav Oishia, the Tani Rav Oishia, and very similar to Rabba's Teretz. So the third pshat in the Mishnah is going to be extremely similar to the first pshat in the Mishnah. If Reuven was badgering Shimon because Shimon owed Reuven money, he went to his goyim, and he told, he comes to his geshäft and he says, you owe me money. Shani roitzi l'kachem chitin, because I want to buy chitin. And he told him, you know what, chitin yeshli, I have chitin. Shani noitzim l'cho, would you like me to give you chitin? Go find out how much chitin is worth right now, and we'll agree that I'll give you chitin based on that dollar amount at a future date. He gives my chitin limkar. They agreed upon that. A few months pass, and the time to sell chitin arrived. What does it mean, the time to sell chitin arrived? Maybe chitin went up in price, and if you want to get full value for your chitin, now's the time to sell it. So omale. So now the malva goes back to the loiv and he tells him, "Tain li chitin, shani roitz lamech dichbem yayin. I want to sell chitin now, and I want to swap it for yayin." He's a real commodities trader. Amaloi, so he told him, "Yesh li yayin. Oh, you want to buy yayin? I have yayin. Shani nois lamechot. You want me to give you tzev asona like a shash? Go find out how much yayin is worth, and we'll replace this loan based on the price of yayin today." He is my yayin wimkar. Now it came time to sell yayin. Amalei told him, "Yayin, you shani roitz lamech dichbem shemen." He wanted to sell the yayin now to buy shemen. Amalei told him, "Shemen yeshli shani noitz lecha." Same story. Teva so like a shar shal achshav kulam. The halacha is im yeshli. Each one of these cases, if the loiva had the chitin or the yayin or the shemen mutter, then this is going to be okay. There's no issues with this. Ein loy, if he didn't have it, aser, it's going to be aser. Said Rava, that's pshat in our Mishnah. What did Rav Oishia say? Essentially, what Rav Oishia was discussing was somebody buying chitin, buying yayin, buying shemen, paying for it now, getting future delivery for it. But what was unique was he wasn't paying for it in cash. He had given the money previously. These were two people that were already malva v'loiva. The malva had loaned the money to the loiva at some previous date. The halacha over here is that you could do it, and there's no ribbis as long as yeshloi. Meaning, despite the fact that it was clear in the story that it was yatsa hashar, because the loiva kept on telling the malva, so how much yayin am I going to give you? Go find out how much yayin trades for right now. It was clear that it was yatsa hashar. Afal pikin, what mattered was yeshloi or einloi. And what's the underlying svara behind it? It's the Havamina in yesterday's daf. It's because the only reason there should be a chesaron of a future contract where I pay for it with a loan, I don't pay for it with cash, that would all make sense to the extent that I don't have it. If I don't have it, then I would need to buy it. So if you gave me money, we could say, you gave me money, I could buy it. It's as if I bought it. It's as if it already belongs to the lekeach. Even if it goes up in price, you gave the lekeach back something that was already his. But if I have it already, I don't have to buy it. So what's the difference if you paid for it in cash or if you paid for it with a chayv? Rav Oishia was very clear in the braisa, this nekuda, that if you pay for something in cash, then yotza shar would be enough for the being no ribbis problem. But to the extent the story begins with Haresha Hayonoisha Bechaverei Mat, If that's how this all begins, so if it starts with Nochbach Averim Mana, meaning I'm not paying for it in cash, if I'm not paying for it in cash, then Yotza Shar is Loy Mayav Loy Mayru. The only time it could work is if Yeshloy. Yeshloy Mutter, Ein Loy Yasser. So our Mishnah, where it's Mavur, that what mattered was Yeshloy or Ein Loy, because that was were the last words of the Mishnah. V'yayin Ein Loy, that's when it becomes Tarbis. Even if it's Yotza Shar, the cash is if it's Yotza Shar, who cares that it's Ein Loy? You know who cares? Rabbi Shia cares. Because in our Mishnah, you're also not paying for it in cash. You bought chitin 6 months ago. Now it came time to get delivery of chitin. You said, you know what, instead of chitin, give me yayin. So with regards to the chitin, where you paid for it in cash, as long as it was Yotza Shar, that would have been enough. But now when it comes time to get the yayin, you're not paying for it with money. You're paying for it with the obligation that the seller has to give you chitin. That's a chayiv. You're using the chayiv as the currency to acquire the yayin. Being that no money is trading hands, the fact that it's yotza shah would be like mayav or mayav, it would have to be yeshloy. Thus, Rava said, I'm very excited. This is another stam mishnah, which all the amayiram were grappling with, that I could explain. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shia, and it's because of that, kishachivna, Rabbi Shia nafik lavasi, debetaratza masis and kavasi. But before we speak out some agadita on that, on my Rava, we're going to try very hard. Shmami, number Rabbi Shia class. Three halachas that you see from Rabbi Yeshia. Number one, Shmamin Adam Amidin Malva Al Gabi Peiros Veloyam Rinat Like Israel Bali Ali Dami. Number one, you see that you can engage in a future contract even if there's no money trading hands right now, which was not like the previous brisa. The brisa that was born in the Samach Beis on the base. You see that it's possible to do this Pisuk Damin as long as certain criteria are met. But it's possible. Conceptually, it's something that can happen. Reuven can buy something from Shimon, where Shimon agrees to deliver this that he's selling at a future date, even if Reuven's not paying for it with cash right now. It's possible. V'shmamino, which segues right into the second shmamino, hu d'yeshloy. It's only true if he has it. But if he doesn't have it, even if it's Yotza Ashar, and although ordinarily Yotza Ashar is enough for it to be mutter, for there to be no ribbis issue, that's because ordinarily you pay for it. But over here being that you're not paying for it with cash right now, but as long as it's yeshloy, it'll be okay. That's the second shmamino. The shmamino isolid Rabbi Yanai. A third thing you see from here is that Rabbi Yanai is right. The Amr Rabbi Yanai. Who's Rabbi Yanai? What did he say? Mali hein, mali dmeyen, d'idma, Rav Amr was really a machlikas amirom. Oysen amon abepeiros, vein oysen amon abedomim. It's true that you're allowed to give somebody money in advance for a future delivery of payers, even though the payers may go up and down in value. It's okay as long as it's either yeshloy or yotza asher. That's fine. However, Rav says that when the meicher delivers, he has to deliver payers. He can't instead say, you know what, you want, if I buy you out, I'll give you instead cash, that's awesome. He has to deliver payers. Rabbi Yanai Yama, Rabbi Yanai said, Mali hei mali dmei. What's the difference? As long as the original transaction was okay, so the meicher right now has an obligation to deliver $1,000 worth of corn, so if he wants to give him instead $1,000 in cash, that's going to be okay. Rav says no, because if you give him cash now, it's much more Mexican ribbis. So you're right, it was derech mekechumemkar, it wasn't ketzutza, it was only midirabanon. And it was Yeshloy, it was Yotza Ashar, meaning there were heterim. It was done Mahajim and Amahajim. There was no Isser involved. It was something that you were allowed to do. But at the end of the day, it looks a little like Ribbis. So if you give payroys, you follow the rule, then it's okay. But if you give money, now already you're pushing it. Now already you're overstepping your boundaries. So Rav said, Oysen and Mono, this contract of future delivery, which is called a Mono, because I guess it's faith-based on some level, you're assuming that the seller is going to deliver. So, Isin Amon Abapeiros, you could do it if the seller is going to deliver payers. Fein Isin Amon Abadam. Rabbi Yanai said, Mali Hei Mali Dmein. You see in our sugya that works, like Rabbi Yanai. Because the original agreement was Tainli Chitin, and from Chitin, they swapped it to Yayin, and from Yayin, they swapped it to Shemen. So, even though the original agreement was X, at the end of the day, we don't care if he delivers X, he can deliver Y. You could deliver Z. Now, the top Tosfos discusses, you don't see that you could deliver money. And in fact, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rabbeinu Shmuel said that even Rabbi Yanai that said, Mali hein mali dmeim, he doesn't mean literally money. He means different payers. So if the agreement was chitin, you can give Yain, you can give Shemen, but Rabbeinu Tam argued, the Ein Erlo Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam held that Rabbi Yanai must have been of the opinion that if you could exchange the chitin for Yain and Shemen, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to exchange the chitin for Damen. But either way, shmami not las. You see, it's possible to do a future contract even if you're not paying for it in cash right now. Shmami no, that's the important caveat. The second shmami no, only if it's yeshla, yotz ashar doesn't help. And shmami no, that even though the agreement was to deliver one thing, ultimately you could deliver something else. And the way Rabbeinu Tam explains, Rav Yanai, you could even deliver domin. But what comes out then is that really it's a machloikis Rav and Rav Yanai, whether the seller could in fact deliver something else. And we just said Shma Mina ki Rav Yanai, which then therefore means we have a little bit of a kasha on Rav. But before the Gemara asks the kasha on Rav, the Gemara says Meisvei Kulam Im Yeshloi Mutter. No, not before the kasha on Rav. This is the kasha on Rav. Kulam Im Yeshloi Mutter. You see in our Mishnah that it's okay that as long as the seller had the chitin, he doesn't have to deliver chitin. He could deliver shemen. He could deliver yayin. So it's a kasha on Rav. And even though Rav's a tanu polik, that's b'di'evit. We don't want to ever have to resort to that. Am Rav Huna, Am Rav, Bishem Moshach. Rav will say that this Bryce of Rav Elishi is not a cash on him, because he could always say it's talking about where the buyer already did Meshicha on the Chitin. He did Meshicha on the Shemen, he did Meshicha on the Yayin. To the extent that he did Meshicha on it, it's for that reason, it's his already, so there's no issue of Ribbis, so you don't run into the issue of Mali Hain, Mali Tman. Fake the Gemara, Ibishem Moshach, Tzricha Lameimer, then this whole Bryce is seemingly not necessary, because if you already did Meshicha on it, then it belongs to Lekech, belongs to Lekeach, so you can do whatever you want. Punk, it's sitting in your Rishos. Elo, Amarab, Bishamasha. Elo, you're going to Sheikha Lekeren's office. Talking about not where he did a real Meshicha, but the seller designated a specific place in his Rishos, in his store, in his warehouse, where the payers that he's going to deliver is right now. Once it's Yicha de Karen's office, it's a little bit less Mechzik Ribbis. Over there, he agrees to Rav Yanai Mali Hein Mali Hein. It wasn't a real Meshicha where the Kinyan was Fartik. If the Kinyan is done already, Tom Venishlam, then there's no Chiddush in Rav Yishin's Braisa. It's talking about not where it was complete, but it was Yicha de Karen's office. And over here, Rav would agree. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said a different terrace. How do you reconcile Rav with Rav Yishin? Again, Rav said that a future contract works, but you have to deliver what you originally agreed on. From Rav Yishin's price, you see, not that way. Shmuel said, Amari, Rav Yehudi. Rav is going to say that it's true Rav Yishin said it, but Rav Yishin only said his halacha according to Rav Yehuda, the Amar, who holds a very big kula in the halachas of Ribbis, that sad echad beribbis muter. That where there's only one sad that there's going to be ribbis, it's not muchach that there's going to be a real ribbis. In that case, everything is okay. So if two people get involved in a transaction, which may potentially be ribbis, even if it ends up being ribbis, as long as at the time that they got involved in the transaction, there was a possibility that it wasn't going to be ribbis, everything is fine. So that even if ultimately it does become ribbis, it's good because it was only a tzad echad that it was ever going to be ribbis. Now, this is only true for ribbis d'rabbana, derech mekuchamemka, but that's what we're discussing. We're discussing ribbis d'rabbana, derech mekuchamemka. There's a shittas Rabbi Yehuda that's mentioned in Masechtas Megillah from all places that tzad echad beribbis is mutter. This Bryce Rav Yishai, as we'll see in a moment, is it's at echad beribbis. Thus, Rav said, don't ask me kashas from this Bryce. It's true. This Bryce seems to be Rav Yanai, not me. But this Bryce is not a tushtel, because this Bryce was only at Sad Echad Berivis. How so? First of all, what is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Tanya, Rishayin, Ish Bechaveri Mono? Somebody was going with the Israeli, wanted a mono, also Isadeo Mecher. And the seller, or the loiva, told the malva that I'm going to owe you money. To the extent that I can't come up with the money, then the field that I own, this field, I want it to be yours. But not as payment for the loan, but let's structure our deal that in the event that I don't pay you retroactively, we're going to look at the money that you gave me, not as a halva, but rather as a purchase that you made for this field. That's the case. So what's the halach? Is it okay or is it not okay? Because this can easily run into ribbis issues. Says the Braisa, if the agreement was that the seller is going to be the one eating pay raise during this interim period, mutter, it's going to be okay. Because even in the worst case scenario, if that ends up happening, the loiva says, I don't have money, take my field, the malva who now becomes the lekeach will not have gotten more than he delivered. But lekeach eichel pay raise, but if the arrangement is that the lekeach is going to be the one that gets to eat pay raise during this interim period, awesome. then it's going to be awesome. Because even though it's not a ribis deraisa, because you agreed that it's going to be a mecher, and anytime it's a mecher, it's not ribis deraisa, but it's certainly ribis derabanan. Because I gave you money right now, and at the end of the day, I'm going to get a field plus the peiris that I was able to eat during this interim period. Yudai Reb Yudai says, "Apis manchal keicha eichel peiris mutter." Even if keicha eichel peiris, it's going to be mutter. And the reason is because there's only a tzad echad. It's not muchach that this is the way it's going to play out. What happens if the loyva ends up paying the loan? What happens if the loyva ends up not paying the loan? And it ends up being a mecher. In that case, so I bought something. Naturally, because I bought it, I was able to eat the payers. The only time it's an issue, again, just to be clear, the only time it's an issue is if the loiva pays the loan. If he pays the loan and the malva, the loikeach, was the one that was eating payers, so it comes out he loaned money, he got payment from his loan, and he was eating payers during this interim period. So that's ribbis. If the loiva ends up not paying the loan, then it comes out all it was a mecher. If all it was a mecher, then there's going to be no issue at all. So Rabbi Yehuda said that af bizman shalikeich eichel peiros mutter. He says, I have no issue over here. You know why? Because it's only, we'll see in a moment, sadech ribbis. It's only going to be an issue if the loiva pays the loan. But if the loiva doesn't pay the loan, then it was a regular mecher chamemkar. So it's only one side that it's going to be a problem. It's okay. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Maisa with Bisus Ben Zoinen. There was a story with Bisus Ben Zoinen. Also, Sodeu Mechra Pi Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. It was such a case. V'lekech, I call Peiris Haya. Rabbi Yehuda says, I know a Maisa Shahaya with the Nasi, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. Amalei, they told him, Yisham Raya. Bring me a right from that story. You have the facts of the story wrong. Meicha was one that was eating the pears. Either way, my beinayu. What's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether this is okay or it's not okay? Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Sadacha Berigis, the machloikis is this case. Rabbi Yehuda held that it was okay because it's only a tzad echa that ultimately this is going to be ribbis. It may never turn into ribbis. Why not? Because the loiva may not pay the loan. If he doesn't pay the loan, it was a regular mekach. So the malva didn't do anything wrong by eating the peiros. Now, it's possible that the loiva will pay the loan. If he pays the loan, it's going to be ribbis. But being that it's a ribbis derabanan regardless, it's not a ribbis deraisa, a ribbis derabanan where it's sad echa beribbis, is going to be okay. Rava, Amar Rava said a different teretz. Ribbis al menas lahachsa ikibeinayo. This is a ribbis al menas lahachsa, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda that said it's okay in this beraisa only said it's okay if the arrangement is that if the loiva pays the loan, then the malva, maybe the loikech, the malva is going to give back the ribbis. He's going to give back the peiros that he ate. But to the extent that he's going to keep it, it's going to be aser. Because even though it was only tzadech ribbis, even Rabbi Yehuda holds tzadech ribbis is aser. There is a kula here in Hilchas Ribbis that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds. The kula is not tzadech ribbis. The kula is ribbis almanas lahachser. That even though the chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that ribbis almanas lahachser is aser, because right now it's mechsiker ribbis, I don't care, you're going to give it back. Right now it doesn't look good. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that ribbis almanas lahachser is going to be okay. But the bottom line is, the way Abaya explains Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, there is a Rabbi Yehuda Shita that holds that tzad echad beribbis is going to be okay. So going back to the machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yanai, whether we say malihein malidmeyem or we don't say malihein malidmeyem, Rav said malihein malidmeyem loyom rina, meaning oisin amana beperis vein oisin amana bedam. The only time you can deliver future is if you deliver what you agree to deliver. But if you deliver something else, it's not okay. The kasha was from Rabbi Yishai's Bryce. So, Rav Yishai's Braisa was very clear where the original delivery was supposed to be chitin, and now they're switching from chitin to yayin to shemen. How in the world was that okay? Says the Gemara, Rav is going to say that Braisa was only okay because that Braisa was a tzad echad beribbis. It wasn't muchach in that Braisa that there was going to be ribbis. First of all, he could have delivered chitin. Had he delivered chitin, there would have been no issue. He has an option maybe not to deliver chitin, but the point is it's not muchach that it's going to be ribbis, it's a tzad echad beribbis, being that it's a tzad echad beribbis, that's why it's okay. It's not okay because it's never an issue. According to the Chachamim, that it's a regular ribbis, it would be an issue. The only reason there was no problem over there is because it was anyways with tzad echad beribbis, and there is a shitas Rabbi Yehuda, there is this kula of tzad echad beribbis being, okay, oh my Rava, one more Gemara, and then we'll interrupt with a little bit of raid, something light. Oh my Rava, Hashad, Dom Rabbi Yane. Now the Rabbi Yane said, Mali Heinu Mali Dmeyem Amrinon. Now the Rabbi Yane said that there's a concept of Mali Heinu Mali Dmeyem. Again, Reuven's buying something from Shimon. Reuven's going to give the money in advance. Shimon's going to deliver what he's supposed to deliver at a future date. The halacha is that according to Rav Yanai, it was one of the three things that we will mechiach from Vayishiyas Braisa. Shimon does not have to deliver what they agreed upon. He could deliver some other commodity. He could even give money, the way Rabbeinu Tam understands Shitas Rav Yanai. So now that we say Malihein Malid Mehem, so too we'll say Malid Mehem Malihein Nami Amrinan Upoisken Al Shar Shebeshuk V'Afal Pisha Eimlein. That's a very long Rashi. The first Rashi on the Amid to explain what at first glance seems to be a very mysterious Gemara. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that if there's no chilek when it comes to these future contracts where I'm paying for something now, you're going to deliver something in the future, between you delivering schayra or you delivering money, that means in this sugya, it doesn't matter if you give me payrois or if you give me money. So I'll tell you then, I'll tell you another kula. Malit me, malihei nama amrina. The only time you're allowed to do something like this at first glance is if it's yeshla. If the meicher has the payrus, then you're allowed to agree to such a deal. If he doesn't have the payrus, you're running into rivers of rabbanon. It's not muchach, says the Gemara, you have to have the payrus. Even if you have money with which you can buy payrus, that too would be enough. In other words, let's be meichiach from Rabbi Yanai, upoiskan la'ashar shebeshuk, v'afut pisha einloi, as long as it's yatza ashar, even if it's einloi, everything is going to be okay. You know why there's a long Rashi here? Because we know that. I mean, we've spoken it out 10 times already. We only learned Ezer Neshech for 2.5 days. That's the first halacha in Perikei Ezer Neshech. That in order to buy something for future delivery, two criteria, either yeshloi or afa pisha einloi yatza ashar. Says the Gemara that from Rabbi Yanai, I know this halacha. Of course I know this halacha. That's Ribbis Durabana 101. That's a Mishnah later. Rashi is very bothered by that. So Rashi says you have to say there were different sha'arim. When we talk about Yatza Ashar, there was the real Shar and there was an earlier Shar. We'll see the Gemara later is going to talk about different levels of Shar. So it could be the Chiddush was that even if it was an earlier Shar, it's not the Shar of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, but a Rav Yanai of Malihein Malid Meim Amrinon, so too Malid Meim Malihein Ami Amrinon, Upoiskin Al Shar Shebashuk, even if it's not the Spitz Shar, it doesn't matter. That too would be enough. But either way, Esve Rav Papa Rav Hunabred Rav Shula Rava Kulam Em Yeshloi Mutter Mein Lo Yasser. How could you tell me that Yatza Shar is enough? Rav Yishias Brisa was very clear that it needs to be Yeshloi. The only time the Meicher was allowed to keep on swapping it out was if he had the Chitin, he had the Yayin, he had the Shemen. Otherwise, it's not good. Amaluhu. What we keep on saying, Chasam Hava Hachazvini, because over there he didn't pay for it. If you don't pay for it, then it's a problem. Then you need to have it. If you don't have it, it doesn't work. Because why does it work when it's Yatza Ashar even if you don't have it? Because you have the money to buy. Okay, I don't have the money to buy. You didn't give me the money. So therefore, it has to be Yeshloi. But in a classic case where it was a regular Zvini, over there it's going to be fine. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amir Chavai, another halacha. My time, Amir Rabbanon, Poiskin al Shar Shebeshuk, Vafa Pishenle. What's Pshat in this halacha? That Poiskin al Shar, as long as it's Yatza Ashar, even if the Meicher doesn't have the Schay right now that he has to deliver, still, there's no issue of ribbis derabanan. Amalei, the reason it works is because the loikeach could always tell the moicher, or if you want to translate it into ribbis terms, the loikeach is the malva. He's the one giving the money. The malva can tell the loikeach, or the loikeach can tell the moicher, shkila tivusech, you can take your favor, v'shadya chizri. Apparently, this was an expression once upon a time. You could throw it on the thorn bushes. The point is, maya honestly, what do you do for me, really? Ihavali zuzi biyadi, havi mazvina, bihili ubishili bizula. I could have gone to Hini or Shili, these were cities, shukim, and I could have bought it myself. Meaning, to the extent that it's yatza ashar, the loikeach could always tell the moicher, you're not really doing a favor. What favor are you doing me? You're agreeing to sell or deliver the payrois to me at this discounted price? If it's Yatza Ashar, I could buy it myself. So being that the Meich is not really doing anything for the Lekeach, so the Lekeach can say, my money's not really working. What's Ribbis? My money's not going to work for me. My money's not working for me. Why is it working for me? Because I gave you money now, I'm going to get something cheap. If I want, I can go buy it now. It was Yatza Ashar. That's the svara behind. Well, this is the way Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef explained Yatza Ashar. I'm going to buy the Rabbi Yosef, Elamehata. If that's the case, we're going down a very slippery slope. Because I can tell you other cases in Hilchas Ribbis that maybe should be mutter. Mutter will vaysa. It should be okay to loan a saw for a saw. And we know that's asr, because even though a saw is worth a saw, that's today. Maybe at the time that the saw is delivered in for payment, it won't be worth the same saw. This is Derech Hava. It's also only ribbis derabanan because it's not ribbis ksutza. They didn't agree for sure if it did. Maybe this all will go down. Maybe it's going to stay the same price that it is right now. But either way, Abaye told Rav Yosef that if you're going to tell me a new svara, that to the extent that the Malva can say, Shkilu Tivusech Vashad Yachizri, that you're not really doing much for me, in that case, there's no ribbis, why by every sub-a-sub can't you say the same thing? What will you say? Take your favor, throw it on the thorn bushes. Again, apparently some other expression. But either way, he's going to tell him that had I kept the sachitin in my own warehouse, would it have gotten ruined? Meaning I could have kept the sachitin. I don't have to buy it. I have it already. So what are you worried about? The saw's going to go up in value. So I'm benefiting by loaning you the saw. I'd make the same exact money if I kept the saw in the bank. If I kept it under my mattress, I would earn the same exact income. It's not going to get more ruined by me than by you. Amalei, he told him, it's different. That even though both cases of ribbis are ribbis derabbanan, but one is ribbis derech mekach u'memkar, the other one is derech halva. And this is the first time you see this, that there's a chumrah in a ribbis derabbanan derech halva versus a ribbis derabbanan derech mekach u'memkar. Ribbis derabbanan derech mekach u'memkar is more kuladig. Here there's a svar of shkilu tivusech v'shad yachizri. Ribbis derabbanan derech halva, you don't have this svar. I'm going to read it. How could the buyer tell the seller that he's not gaining anything by giving him the money right now and getting future delivery? What was the premise of his argument? I could go buy it myself. If you would buy it yourself, you would have to pay fees. You would have to pay the broker. The case was where the fees were already discounted. It was built into the price with the moicher. So any fee that he would have had to pay, the moicher already made the lekeach pay, so he really didn't gain anything. He didn't gain those. The best broker is money that a person has. Because if a person has money, brokers come to him, or in this case, the moicherim come to him. The buyers come to him. So what are you worried about? How are you going to sell it? You're going to need to hire a broker to sell it? No, you're not. If you have good cash, you don't have to do anything. So in this case, the person could always say that it's not true. People know I have money. People know I'm looking to buy things. They're showing me payers. I have corn crossing my desk all day long. So the bottom line is that that's not an issue. There's not going to be a brokerage issue. Bottom line is, that's why that's not the nakud here as far as the rivers go. So just to exhale for a moment, and if we have some time, we'll do a little bit more Gemara. So we had in the beginning of the daf, Rava, who was the third beer in our tricky Mishnah of Ezeo Tarvis, and he prefaced it by saying that I'm about to explain this Mishnah based on a Buraisa of Rav Oshia, and it's for that reason that Kishachivna Rav Oshia, when I pass away, Rav Oshia Nafik Levasi, the Matratza Masis Levasi, this is something that I often used to do. The Pele Yoyetz, it's an Ois Dalid under Doivev Sifsei Yeshonim. So the Sefer Pele Yoyetz goes on the Seder of the Aleph Beis. So it's in Ois Dalid. He has a paragraph, one paragraph, about Doiviv Sifsei Yeshanim. It's based on the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham she'omrim Dvar Torah Mishmoy Ba'olam Hazeh Sif Soysov Doiviv Ois Bekever V'yesh Lo Hano, says the Pele Yoyetz. Pele Yoyetz, based on the Yerushalmi Masech Tishkolim, says that the Talmud Chacham, not only do his lips move Bekever when people say over Torah from him, but the Talmud Chacham has Hanah from it. And the Pele Yoyetz says that if the Talmud Chacham has Hanah, v'zecheset shel emes, sheyuchal adam lasis im hatzadikim, l'kdoishim asher ba'oretz chelkam b'chayim, l'lmoy divreyim, v'zchusam, if a person learns Torah from a tzaddik that passed away, the schus of that tzaddik, tehele mogein v'tzina aleim. So it's interesting. People go to kivrei tzaddikim, they light neiros. It's considered a very big schus for the neshama. Nerali kim nishmas adam. People learn mishnayos sometimes. Pele Yoyetz says it doesn't even have to be so complicated. If you go to the svarim shank, you take out a sefer from a tzaddik and you start leading. We do every morning. Ravina Rav Ashi, the Talmud Bavli, Dami Ram, we're also tzaddikim. So if you learn the Torah of a tzaddik, sif sois of doivavos bekever, and you have a special schus that tzaddik, because of the hana that he has from the fact that his lips are moving bekever, he's going to be mogein and schusay togein oleinu. So he brings a few interesting things. Listen to this. V'kvarkosa besvarim. He said he's seen written in svarim. Shapam echad hoya shmad. Once upon a time there was a shmad. V'nigla maram alshech, Ramosha alshech zatzal, came to somebody, v'hitzel le'echa mitoicha afecha, and he was matzah somebody. The alshech, who had passed away, somehow appeared, and he was matzel somebody. There was a yid that had a nesh shaloi kederach hateva. He was nitzel from the shmad, from the alshech. And the reason was, because this yid had a seder kavua. He used to always learn sefer alshech. And because etzach hazoya ranginem in sefer alshech, that he had the schus of the alshech, and he came down to save him. And he says the Pe'ol Yoyitz. So you see that if you learn someone's Torah, for a tzaddik that was nifter, it's a gevaldig schus. He says, if you want to take it to the next level, be miyashev that tzaddik's Torah. So if there's a yid or a tzaddik that said a shtickle Torah, and people ask kashas on it, if you're going to sit and try to answer his kashas, that's the best thing that you can do. She says, I'm going to say from Magid Mishar. We know the Magid Misharim that the Beis Yosef wrote based on things that the Magid that taught him Torah told him. She gives him a Ram Beis Yosef, Al-Sharamam Hayamelitz Badei B'Shamayim Imals. To this, Magid Misharim writes in the Sefer that the Magid told the Beis Yosef, that in Shemayim, the Rambam is Melitz Yosher. He's always advocating on your behalf. And the reason is, Al Shetorech Lefarish Uletaretz Dvorov. Ube'es Pkudosa Hayonofik La'ape. He said that the Beis Yosef, when it's time for you to pass from this world, the Rambam's going to come, he's going to greet you. V'kvarhuva Bakhtoma Sefer Meginei Shloimo. Shal Shetorech Lefarish Divrei Rashi Mikush Yis Toisviz Meginei Shloimo said that because he spent his whole life answering all of Toisviz Kashas and Rashi Zocho, he was Zoycha Shebeshas P'tirose Bo Rashi L'lavoysa. Hine ki kei matoiv l'lmoid Divrei Tanoim v'amoyrom v'rabonim akadmoinim u'letaritz Divreim Shezchusam b'gaz v'oyla v'toiv shi'aloi v'chol svarim v'chulu v'chulu. Either way, very interesting idea. Maisa with the Alshech, Maisa with the Magid, and the Beis Yosef, Maisa with the Meginei Shloima. Dovis told me many times that they say that Rav Shloima Hayman, when he was lying on his deathbed, he said, Hichinu Kisei L'Rab Kiva Eger Shabbat. This Rav Shloima's Torah is very much rooted. The whole sugya was through Rav Kiva Eger. That's how he shtelled the sugya. He said, the Mafteach to every sugya is Rav Kiva Eger's Kasha is in the sugya. But the point is that this is an interesting idea. And of course, it comes from Al Gemara. It comes from this idea that Rav said, Kishachivna Rav Oshia, Nafik Levasi, Dimitritzna, Masisa Kavase. So just another light note with regards to the halachas of Ribbis. This is almost an introduction to Ribbis. But the tour in the beginning of Hilchos Ribbis. So Hilchos Ribbis is in Yerideya. It starts Simen Kuf Nuntes. This is Simen Kuf Samach. It's really the second Simen in Hilchos Ribbis. The tour says as follows. Ribbis, Hoyl V'Asal Yadon, Nu, Meredin Dach Vegen Ribbis, Neime Bein Milsa. I'll tell you something light. Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Sarach Adam Lizar B'Issa Ribbis. A person has to be very careful. Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Sarach Lizar B'Issa Ribbis. This is, of course, a play on words in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ma'oid, Ma'oid, have a shvar ruach, that a person has to be a real shvar ruach. The Taz, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, Simen Taz, says that there's four times in Shulchan Aruch that the Torah used this lashon, ma'oid, ma'oid. He uses it in Simen Taz regarding a dayan not being allowed to take shaychad. Ma'oid, ma'oid, tzarech adayin lizar shloi likach shaychad. He uses it here in Hilchis Ribbis. It's mentioned in Simen Shin Lamed Vav with regards to the halachas of refuah, that to be a roifei, to heal people, is something that's very, very important. Ma'oid, ma'oid. And it's brought down in Evin Ezra, Simin Chaf Aleph, with regards to the Arayas. So either way, you want to know the big four, where the Torah felt that as an introduction, ma'oid, ma'oid. This is one of the cases where you have ma'oid, ma'oid. What's interesting, though, is that Hilchis Ribbis, and we mentioned this, Biramiza, is mentioned in Yerudea. Now, the Rambam brings in Hilchis Ma'avah V'loiva. But the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they bring it to Yerideya. And it's Yidua. The Velt says that it could be, it's totally in some of the raid that we started talking about, and that is, when someone's Malva Baribis, and now he takes interest, is he really being over a Choshen Mishpat Dige Iseh? Is he a Goslin, for example? The Leva gave it to him willingly. The Leva has no problem paying interest. If you ask around, people will tell you there's nothing unethical, there's nothing immoral about charging interest. Money has value. There's an opportunity cost. There's inflation. There's a lot of reasons why there should be no issue, really, to charge interest. Or maybe no. It could be the Torah has a different hashkafa. Maybe the Torah's hashkafa is, in terms of the Torah's definition of what gzeil is, now the truth is, the Gemara, right in the beginning of the parak, the Gemara asked the kasha. So why does the Torah have to say, loy sigzo and isiribis? Couldn't it say one, I would have known the other? And from there it would be mashma a little bit that there isn't a sigzeila. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, does not list returning the ribis as one of his Taryag mitzvahs, meaning we saw yesterday machlekes Reb Elazar, Reb Yechanan, whether the Malva has to return the Rebbe, he doesn't have to return the Rebbe. We paskin like Reb Elazar, the Malva has to return the Rebbe. Yet the Rambam doesn't list it, and the Ramban in his Hashmatis HaEssen, when he goes through his list of Essen that he believes the Rambam omitted, the 17th one is he forgot to mention Achzaras Haribbe. Zokta Megillas Esther. He comes to the Rambam's defense, and probably Nafik Lavosei, because the Megillas Esther wrote a whole sefer fanfaring the Rambam sefer mitzvahs. So Zokta Megillas Esther. He says, you know why the Rambam didn't list it? Because he mentioned already Hashavas Hagzela, and every Malva Ribbis is a Gazlan. So if a Gazlan has to return the Gzela, then naturally a Malva would have to return the Ribbis as well. What did the Ramban hold? Maybe it's not a realistic Gzela. We said yesterday it could be. That's the machlokes rishonim. When we say that ribbitz ksutz is yaitz b'dayadim, does it mean that bezdin is yardin l'nechasav like they do for a gazlin? Or is it merinish because it's a mitzvah, the cheyachicha imach? There's an idea of bezdin forces a person sometimes to do a mitzvah. Again, what's the shayla? If it's gzela, if it's like sigzail, if it's hashavas like gzela, then bezdin's yardin l'nechasav. If it's not a real gzela, if all it is a mitzvah, the cheyachicha imach, then maybe not. But the bottom line, this shayla, where the hilchos ribbitz should be a chesha mishpat, or should be in Yeridea, could be, goes down to some of the real fundamental lumbis of Hilchas Ribbis. Is it a Gzela de Geinyin, or is it not a Gzela de Geinyin? The question is, if it's not Gzela, then what's this all about? Then why is it Ma'id Ma'id? Why is Ribbis such a big deal? And we're going to learn Divya Agada later. It's very Chama Ribbis. So if Ribbis is really not a Sif Katan in Chesha Mishpat, then what is it all about? And all the Rishonim, Achreinim, everyone in their own Nusach, says really the same very obvious idea. The Yisoid of the Issa Ribbis is a Yid is supposed to do Chesed with his friend. And just like there's a mitzvah of Nasan Titein Loi, Pasech Tiftach is Yatchalai, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, there's a mitzvah to loan somebody money without interest. It's within the realm of Gemilas Chasadim. In Keset Tal Vesami, Esa'ani Imach, Leisiyah Leikinoisha, and Leisasimen Olav Neshech. Im is a Choy, there's an obligation to loan your friend money. Why is there an obligation to loan your friend money? Chesed. So too, there's an obligation, Leisasimen Olav Neshech, don't charge him interest, it's all the same thing. And in fact, the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, when he talks about the obligation that every Yid has to do Chesed, he brings mitzvahs aseim and ateru lehalvas le'ani achenu. There's a mitzvah to loan your brother money. Shenemem kesef talvez ami. V'isa b'mechilta d'chol im shebetei rishus. Three of them is chayva. This is one of them. U'mitzvah zu g'day le'yosem mitzvahs atzdaka. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the mitzvah of lending a person money without interest is more chashv than the mitzvah of tzedakah. She'ein ani boish b'davar kol kach. When a person takes charity, it doesn't feel good. He feels bad. But over here, to the contrary, over here you don't feel bad. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, incidentally, the mitzvah of Kesef Tal Vazami is not only for an ani, even though the pasuk says es ha ani imach, but it's lav dafkan ani. Even a gvir that finds himself in a cash crunch, he needs short term money or something. Im Kesef Tal Vazami, there's a mitzvah to him. Tzedakah, you only have a chiv to give an ani, but this form of tzedakah in Kesef Talva, that's lav dafka an ani. But just one interesting idea, and that is that the Achroinim quote a medrash, and again, we'll see more about this towards the end of the perek, that somebody that's Malba Brivis could be, won't even be Zoicha to Tchias HaMeisim. And I saw in the Chidah and the Ksav Sofer, Shneim Nischav Mludavar Echad. They both say the same exact Yedank. And that is that an Ani we know is Chashav Kemes. An Ani is Chashav Kemes. So if a poor person comes to you, and he asks you for a loan, you should give it to him. You should help him. If you don't help him, to the contrary, you charge him interest, which we saw is noishech, it bites into the person, it makes him die a slow, painful death. You did not help this ani who was in need. You weren't mechaya, this person that's chashev kemes. You are mechayim, what the Torah says, v'chei achicha imach. Why v'chei achicha imach? Because he's an ani right now. And being that he's an ani, you have an ability to be mechayim him by giving him money. Midi k'neged midi, you're not going to be zoicha. You're not going to be zoicha to get up for tchias ha-mesim either. So this idea of giving a person staka, it's not only a sif katan and hilchas staka, but there's an element of being mechayim mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechayim mesim. Every single yid has an ability to be mechayim mesim. How so? You have an ani who's chashav kemes. We can't literally awaken the dead. But what we could do is we could take people that are chashav kemes and we could be mechaya them. We could be mechazik them. It's kedai to speak out now. We've spoken this out in the past. But the Nachlis David in his drushes, based David says that if you look in the second bracha of Shemayin Esrei, the bracha mechaya mesim, it mentions the fact that Hashem is mechaya mesim 6 times. Ata gibel oilam Hashem mechaya mesim ata. Why six times? Because there are four people that are chashiv kemes: the ani, the mitzayra, the ein loy banim, and the suma, which we've always said is gezint parnus anachas and shulam bayis. That's the whole nine yards. You have tzadikim rishon b'chayeyem that are kruyim mesim, and then you have, of course, the real mesim, the shenei yofra. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only mechaye the mesim b'loshen asa, but if there's a person that needs chizik, an ani, a chayla, someone that's going through a situation, as a result, he feels that he's lacking the v'chei achicha imach. Hashem is mechaye mesim. It's all included in this idea. Mechaye chaye, mechaye mesim. This is Torah we've spoken about. But every year apparently has a shaychus to this. V'chei achicha imach. We have an ability to mechaye the ani. How would we be mechaye the ani? Because he's chashuv kemes. And by allowing him to get on his feet and start his life or get a grip on his life, by us doing that, we're being mechaye. The schus for that is, we'll be zoich.